Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Ken McDougal with the James Valley Pheasants Forever. We also have Matt Balloon and Dustin Jensen with the University of Jamestown. They'll be talking about the shooting sports team. But first of all, Ken, Matt, and Dustin, welcome to our show.
Great to be here.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Excited to talk about the James Valley Pheasants Forever here and all the different things that they benefit. We'll be talking about that here first, Ken. So first of all, the big banquet is coming up. We've talked about this every year. It's coming up on March 29th, right?
March 29th. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's held at the Knights of Columbus Hall. We've got a lot of people. I have a great committee, and they're working on putting together a wonderful event. We promise everybody it's going to be a great meal. We're serving prime rib. For those who are observing Lent and can't eat beef, we're also going to have a seafood option that they can notify at registration that they'll want that. But we have a lot of fun. I'm excited about it. We have games set up. We have silent auction, live auction. We have grab bags. We'll have something in everybody's price range. One thing that we've worked with local businesses, and let me say how great the local businesses have been to work with and individuals, we appreciate their support. But this year for our raffles, we're going to have different categories of raffles, and we may have 10 prizes in that raffle, and we'll sell tickets, we'll draw a winner, they'll pick their prize. All 10 will still be available because the businesses have agreed if two people, three people Wow. want the same thing, we'll get it. So we're going to have things for everyone. Yeah. Shirley Jackson at Riddles has got a lineup of jewelry that we're going to have there. So we'll have a jewelry raffle. So guys, you can come home a hero, you know. go out and have fun and come home with a pleasant surprise for your wife.
Yeah,
and all sorts of gear, household appliances. There literally will be something for everyone there.
Yeah, big, big fundraiser for James Valley Pheasants Forever. You guys do a lot of service projects. You also help a lot of organizations in the area too, right, Ken?
You know, we do. I remember this is our ninth banquet, and I remember one of our first ones, we went to one of the banks in town, and I don't blame the bank for this, but we asked for a donation. They said, why should I support your club? I have another club that has $60,000 in our bank. And we thought, wow, that's a lot of money. Then we thought, what good is $60,000 doing in the bank except for the bank? Good for the bank, but not good for outdoor activities, wildlife, that type of stuff. So our club has the philosophy that whatever we raise, we're going to try to find a good cause for it. Recently, at the State Pheasants Forever Banquet, Renee Tomala, the North Dakota Pheasants Forever field representative, gave us an award. It's got an interesting name, Beyond the Bird. But it's it was given to us because we champion the Pheasants Forever missions locally, in the state, and in the nation. So we donated to the Legislative Action Fund, which helps fund having someone in Washington, D.C. to keep an eye on what's going on there.
Yeah.
We gave money to the precision agriculture person here in southeast North Dakota. And precision ag is where if the landowner wants to give us the data, we analyze it and we identify acres that are not profitable and help them decide maybe changing their farming practices on those few acres will make them more profitable and perhaps put more habitat out there for all sorts of wildlife.
Awesome.
We also contributed to some conservation outreach programs, one of them getting women involved. Many times a woman will end up owning a farm, and that's not something she's familiar with, and so one of our staff people can help that woman make decisions on their land. We also gave away seed for food plots. Frank Redland's in charge of that. He does a great job. We are interested in having pollinator plots. We have special seed that we'll give people to help bees, and we know how important bees are to the whole food chain. Mm-hmm. We've supported the Barnes County shooting team, and we're really excited now that the University of Jamestown has a shooting team that's starting, and I think it's going to be expanding, and would love to let our University of Jamestown people share a little bit about that.
Definitely, yeah. Again, I'll remind everybody, Dustin Jensen, Matt Balloon, and Ken McDougal joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about this UJ shooting sports team. This is huge, not just for the university, but for the surrounding area and anybody who's been interested in this. It's something, Dustin, that the university saw was a need, and you guys really wanted to address that.
Definitely, and we can't take credit for it, honestly. It was our students. It was Matt. It was Carlin Folkstead. People that, a lot of students that grew up in Minnesota where this is really a, I'm going to say a cult in a good way. It is amazing. There are over 10,000 competitive shooters at the high school age in the state of Minnesota. North Dakota is over 1,000. South Dakota is close to 1,000. And so for us as an institution, we would be doing a disservice to ourselves if we don't consider those 12,000 plus students that are interested in something that fits our region's demographic.
Right.
And so when Matt and Carlin brought this up, we really did our due diligence and found those numbers and decided, okay, let's get a club started. Let's see how it goes. So this fall, we had about 15 people that participated, really had a good experience. It was a lot of people that just came in and supported and got us started. And then we went to our board of directors and shared with them the success. And the board said, hey, let's invest in this. Let's see what we can do with it. Yeah. And so from there, we're doing what we do. And that's trying to grow our student base and trying to do it in a way that we can attract people from the region. And it's exciting to bring in sports that are so big to our region.
It is. Absolutely. And you pointed it out, the demographic, it's there, that you see the student numbers, and Matt, obviously helping to lead the charge, it sounds like, a little bit on this. And I guess your first experience with the UJ shooting sports team, with the competitive shooting sports, kind of tell us a little bit about that.
I started shooting competitively in seventh grade of my middle school year, and I got on a youth team back home.
Yeah.
And from there, I just fell in love with the sport, and then we got our high school team started. I was one of the kids that actually helped with that. So getting that started, and now getting this started.
So you have the experience getting those things started.
Yep.
Where did you originally start at, Matt?
Monticello, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, so you brought over one of the 10,000, like Dustin said. Perfect. And now it looks like expanding this program after 1 year, too.
Right. What we decided to do was we looked at it and saw that we were successful. There's shoots in the region. What do we do? And so we just kind of started to analyze what other institutions are doing. And the shotgun sports side of it is huge. But there's also a target shooting archery approach to it as well. And so we're bringing that into the fold just to continue with options at this time of year when we've got 800 inches of snow on the ground and we can't be outside. So let's bring a component internal.
Yeah.
And so it gives them a chance to do what our demographic does up here.
Awesome.
People shoot bows, they shoot shotguns, they hunt, and it ties into academic profiles as well with some of our different types of degrees that we have that are tied into the outdoors. It just makes sense for us, and we like to do things that make sense.
Very, very impressive. So, Ken, again, with Pheasants Forever, you guys will be helping out the sports team with maybe some funding in the future and helping them out with their projects and everything like that?
That's correct. Yeah. Some of the money from the banquet will go to help the UJ shooting team. Practice is expensive for a shooting team because they don't pretend to shoot at clay targets. They go to the shooting range and under safe conditions and controlled conditions, practice their sport.
Definitely.
We're hoping that people will want to come out and support all the things that the James Valley Pheasants Forever chapter is doing. Again, the banquet is Friday, March 29th at the Jamestown Knights of Columbus Hall. We start at 5 o'clock with what we call our cackling hour. 7 o'clock, we serve the meal. If people want tickets, they're available at Gun and Reel for any of our committee members. They can call 269-9157, leave me a message, and I'll make sure they get tickets. Or they can go online, and that's at pheasantsforeverevents.org /event/3772 and order their tickets online. And either way, we appreciate, again, all the local businesses and individuals. We appreciate the UJ shooting team. They're going to be there helping at the night of the banquet and encourage people to show up. We're going to have a good time.
Absolutely. So, Dustin, Matt, or Ken, anything else about the shooting team or about Pheasants Forever that you want to throw out there?
I think just on behalf of the university, we'd like to thank our community partners, not just Pheasants Forever, but obviously, Ken, we thank you guys for the support. The Buffalo City Gun Club has been huge for us. I just need to share that name. But really, the community in general, the university couldn't do what we do without this great support. So thank you all for what you do for us.
Awesome. Well, we can leave it right there. Dustin, Ken, and Matt, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.